This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and can you please say your name that you're on the phone?
Yes, this is Monica and Chris Foy.
Monica and Chris Foy, all right. So did you guys originally, I guess the easy question is, how did you originally get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
I think it was a journey of quite a few years. I went to St. Joan of Arc when I was a college student and visited my aunt. So I have obviously somewhat kind of grown up there off and on because she lived in Indianapolis my entire life. Then when we moved to Indianapolis, we actually joined another parish, got married there, and moved to St. Joan of Arc to be fed by Father Guy.
Okay. So what type of involvement have both of you had in the different groups or committees or anything within the church?
Our main involvement had been the Respect Life Committee and also the Marriage Enrichment Committee, working on the Altar Society, head of that, and the men's group.
As well as French Market.
So it's French Market. So what are some of either of your favorite moments, being specific and involving some people? What are some of the favorite memories you've had at the church?
Well, I would say a great memory for myself is on French Market. It's such a huge effort by the parish. But one of the most rewarding aspects of it is on Sunday, actually after the festival, in the cleanup mode, you truly do get, even though everybody there, most of them are exhausted from 3 or 4 days of solid work, the true camaraderie, the love for the parish, and the spirit of helping each other in the exhaustion comes through, and it's such an amazing thing to participate with others who are going through the same thing.
Okay.
The other memory is working with the engaged couples in their journey towards marriage. We get a tremendous amount of joy out of finding out about these individuals as they're trying to come together and seeking the guidance of the church, seeking the guidance of people who've been married for a long period of time, and trying to help them form a good relationship in Christ, and helping them just pack their backpack for their lifelong journey together.
All right.
I think for myself, one of the most earth-shattering moments is always Holy Saturday, because the church itself is completely dark and you see Father come in and bring the light of Christ, but you see the joy and the excitement and the emotion and the beauty of the sacraments as all of the individuals joining us as a parish family react and interact throughout the evening. Another good moment for me would obviously be with French Market, working on the raffle committee. We spend a lot of time counting the raffle money throughout the week, and just the intimacy, the laughter that we continue sharing in our lives, as well as opening a whole bunch of raffle packet envelopes and counting checks and adding up everything.
Okay. So if you were going to pick one or two people that you think have really kind of stepped up and you've loved working with them, who would they be that you'd like to give some appreciation to?
I would say one is Barry Charge. He works with the men's group, and he is very, very involved in the school. He and his wife, Jamie. But he truly has a love for the parish, for the people in the parish, and is intimately involved.
Okay.
Well, obviously the first person would be Father Guy. He is a fantastic Papa, leader, pastor, everything that a person should and could be embodied in one priest. I think that the other person would be Karen Blackwell Smith. She is the face of French Market, both behind the scenes and just continuously keeping us all motivated, organized, and moving forward.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close it out, just in general?
I think I'm just thankful and very blessed to be part of this beautiful parish family.
I'm somewhat of a history buff, so it is truly a blessing to be part of the history of St. Joan of Arc. It has a rich and deep history of faithful Catholics in Indianapolis, and it truly, you can see the impact that this parish has had on its 100-year life throughout the whole north side and into different counties. There's layers and layers and layers coming back to St. Joan of Arc, and it's really amazing to be a part of that.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time and your kind words about the church. If you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out, and I thank you.
All right.